Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa denies reports by officials in his ministry that more than 100 prisoners have died due to malnutrition and other illnesses related to food shortages.
Nobody has died as a result of hunger. We do have challenges in supply of food, but we are supported by the GMB, and there is not a single day that has passed without us having food supplies from the GMB.
Zimbabwe is this month expected to start selling Marange diamonds to the Antwerp World Diamond Center in Belgium, following the lifting of sanctions imposed on the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation by the European Union.
Under ideal circumstances, it would have been a positive thing. But for Zimbabwe, unfortunately, there are huge concerns at several levels.
And Loma Gundi College students clean up the Harare Chirundu Highway and the Chinoy Central Business District in an anti-litter campaign.
The government is denying reports by officials in the Justice Ministry that more than 100 prisoners have died in detention since January due to malnutrition and related illnesses caused by food shortages and natural causes. Ivan Chifera has more details from the capital.
Justice Ministry Permanent Secretary Virginia Mabiza and Zimbabwe Prisons and Correctional Services Deputy Commissioner responsible for administration, Agre Machingauta, told Parliament's Justice Portfolio Committee under oath Monday that the food situation in the country's prisons was dire, adding 100 inmates had died as a result since the beginning of the year. But responding to questions from members of the National Assembly, Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa said, although prisons in the country food challenges, not a single person has died of hunger. He accused the media of distorting information given to Parliament by the two senior officials in his ministry. Mr. Mnangagwa did not disclose what had caused the deaths of the 100 inmates.
Nobody has died as a result of hunger. We do have challenges in supply of food, but we are supported by the GMB, and there is not a single day that has passed without us having food supplies from the GMB. We get our maize from GMB. Yes, we have a debt to pay, but the Minister of Agriculture and the Minister himself has obliged us to receive grain and maize meal from National Foods as well as from the GMB. People have died since January. They have died from various ailments.
The two senior officials told the parliamentary committee that they require $1.2 million to run the country's prisons, but they were allocated only $300,000, resulting in the failure to provide adequate food. Earlier this year, Zimbabwe Prison Commissioner Paraza Izimondi told journalists during a media tour of Harare Remand Prison that they were experiencing food shortages and were getting assistance from non-governmental organizations to supplement their food supplies. Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister Joseph Made told the National Assembly government is making efforts to provide food to all needy people in rural areas, adding private players are importing maize to cater for urban areas. He said government has to date imported 17,000 tons of the required 150,000 tons that it aims to import from Zambia to avert hunger in the country.
But I also want members of parliament, where it is dire, really dire, you don't have to wait here. You can also approach the ministry at both the local level, provincial level, and ourselves, so that whatever we have, we quickly move to the depressed areas. Of course, we have challenges in terms of logistics, in terms of movement of grain. All I can appeal to is for members of parliament to also assist in logistics when grain has arrived at the place. Let's really look at fairness. But you must assure the people that even if a little comes, more grain will be coming.
The World Food Programme estimates that 1.2 million people are in need of food aid in Zimbabwe, but this figure has been disputed by government officials. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.